Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. So we have the 7-day forecast brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. Dan Guthrie's in the studio. It's disgusting out already.
It is. We're actually going to be on repeat for the next 3 days. In fact, we'll see highs for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday sticking right around 30. Some cases won't even get into the 30s because of this cold air with the inversion. Lows are going to be in the teens, in some cases single digits with the wind kicking up. It's going to feel like it's below zero, and we'll get that fog overnight, and that'll actually be with these temperatures, freezing fog, so it'll kind of freeze on the contact of surfaces below freezing.
So we could have a driving situation.
Yeah, even just walking down the sidewalk, you know, untreated sidewalks could be an issue for us throughout the overnight hours.
Do you have any good news by any chance?
2016's almost over. No, actually, well, kind of yes and no. So we'll have a storm come through. Actually, it'll start New Year's Day evening. It's not New Year's Eve. New Year's Day evening.
January 1st.
Yes, so it'll be Sunday night. We'll have some storms trying to push through. It'll be in the form of snow. That's going to start to mix the air out, and the air will improve to start next week. But we'll be looking at the coldest air we have seen in 4 years moving in after that. Highs in the teens by the middle of next week.
Wow. So there's something to look forward to in the new year.